Kicking off now, it's my pleasure to introduce John Strohmeyer as our first speaker. Mr. Strohmeyer is the proprietor of Strohmeyer Law PLLC in Houston, where he guides individuals through the maze of estate planning and probate law to help them leave no unfinished business. And that phrase is in all caps, so I know that's an important part of his practice. John is board certified in both tax law and estate planning and probate law by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. He's a fellow of ACTEC. Those of you, if you know, ACTEC's the big one. John hosts the Five Star Counsel podcast, where he helps lawyers get better at client service, which helps them satisfy their ethical duties to their clients and convey their competencies to their clients. I look forward to hearing John this morning. Please join me in welcoming Mr. Strohmeyer.
No, don't take my notes. Those are my notes. Don't walk off with my notes. Things will go much worse if I don't have those. Good morning. I don't know who was responsible for putting me, the tax presentation, going through what has happened as a result of Secure first thing on Friday morning, but here we are. Strap in. Here we go. Good news. We have clarity on Secure and what happens with IRAs and how the money comes out. The bad news is it's still really complicated. The rules aren't as great as we liked. Why? Well, Secure was about also, you know, not only spending money in certain places, but also raising revenue in other places. When they have to raise revenue, that means they've got to force money out of these income tax exempt IRAs and other retirement plans so that it can be subject to income tax. When it's subject to income tax, then the federal government gets money from that, and they can go do other things with it. Well, that's what's happening here. They've taken the rules that we knew forever. They've adjusted them in such a way that we now have more revenue being forced out. We're going to end up with basically bronze, silver, gold level of beneficiaries. I'm going to walk through those, and we'll figure out what needs to be done. The last 10 or 15 minutes, I'm going to talk a little bit about estate and gift tax planning. As you know, or probably know, at the end of this year, the current exemption amount of $13.99 million, which is adjusted for inflation from 2011, it's going to get cut in about half. Instead of being $10 million adjusted for inflation, it'll be $5 million adjusted for inflation. So it means it's going to drop from 13.9 to about 7. We'll talk a little bit more about that. Something I found out this morning, apparently no materials have yet been submitted. There should be something there. We're figuring that out. So good news, I can make up whatever I want and nobody will be able to follow along until I am long out of town. Okay, so getting started. Rule one, oh God, this is a mess. It is very complicated. With 45 minutes, even if I spent just the 45 minutes on this, we'd still be rushing through all of this. This is going to be the highlights. You may no special extra rules. You may know that I'm skipping over certain rules or exceptions. I have to make time for all of this stuff. Two, I'm really sorry it's a mess, but you can blame Congress for that. So start with our three levels of beneficiaries that we're thinking about. The gold-plated beneficiaries, well, those are our EDBs. Of course, I've forgotten the exact word for it. The moment I start looking at it, I'll come back to it. They are the best. Those are the ones that we are looking for. They're going to be able to take distributions over the course of their lifetime. When you can take things over the course of your lifetime, what happens? Well, you spread out the distributions. You spread out the income tax. Next, regular old designated beneficiaries. These are folks who generally are going to get a 10-year span to pull money out of their IRA. There are no rules, or there's no general, well, backing off on this. You have 10 years to pull it out. In most cases, you can wait until year 10 and then pull it all out. Some people are spreading it out over 10 years, you know, 1/10 every year. Some people are just saying, we're not going to deal with this. We're going to pull it all out in year one and move on. Finally, we have the non-designated beneficiaries. These beneficiaries are in a situation where they're going to have to pull everything out within 5 years. Again, we're accelerating the distributions, we're accelerating the payment of tax. And it brings us to the real big thing to think about. All of this is focused on